Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone? Welcome into the Cave Show. This is PLR. How's everybody doing today? It is Friday. It is Friday. We have a big show scheduled for you today. We're going to talk a little NFL football. Well, I mean a lot of NFL football. The Chiefs? Alex Smith? Was that really Alex Smith throwing downfield? Was that really the Patriots defense? Yeah, you better believe we're going to get into that. Like I said, this is PLR. This is the Cave Show. Welcome in. Thank you for joining us at this special time, 1 hour earlier on this Friday. We're scheduled to have a special guest with us, the one and only, my brother Ed Cole of the Arizona Cardinals, is going to jump in and join us for a little while. And as usual, we are brought to you by the one, the only, Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located locally right here in Chandler, Arizona, on the corner of Chandler Heights and Alma School. Listen, one of the best selections of cigars in the valley. Make sure you get down there. You get 10%. That's right, 10% off. Excuse me, 10% off of any cigar purchase. All you got to say is PLR sent you, and they will take care of you. Like I said, it's a great place, great atmosphere. Come in, get your cigars. They do have the NFL League Pass. They do have it. So you don't have to get your cigars and take off. It's a Sunday. Sit down, relax. There's over 11 televisions, all flat screen, obviously, all HD, obviously. Sit down, enjoy your team. Watch them, relax. Better yet, get yourself a membership. Your locker backs up to a humidor. So it's all that you could ever ask for. Refrigerator in the back, microwave in the back. It is great. Come on down, Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at Alma School in Chandler Heights in Chandler. Again, let them know PLR sent you, and they will take off 10% on any cigar purchase that you have. Football season is here. Football season started last night. Football season started with the Kansas City Chiefs doing things that you don't usually see the Kansas City Chiefs do. I don't know about you, but I was shocked. I was surprised. Was that really Alex Smith throwing a ball downfield? Was that really Alex Smith stretching the defense? Was that really Alex Smith throwing to speed guys? Yes, it was. That wasn't a Jedi mind trick. You were not being fooled. You really saw Alex Smith driving the ball downfield. It was absolutely incredible. Dang, Alex Smith, only you had it in you. And it like this. And it was only speed. The last time you saw Kansas City kill anybody with speed. It was an incredible watch. And the best part about the NFL, when you see stuff like this, you start to wonder about everything. Is Kansas City that good? Did we get surprised by Kansas City? Is New England's defense that bad? Is this what we're going to continue to see from New England? And the best part about football is we use the same phrase all the time. Don't jump ahead. Don't get ahead of yourself. Don't worry about it. It's only 1 week. Yada, yada. Well, that's football. That's what we do in football. We don't care about week one. We don't care that there's 15 other games remaining on the schedule. That's not what we care about. We care about talking about, is New England done? Well, the only thing we know that they're done with, they're not going to go undefeated. It's impossible to go undefeated when you lose the first game. Flat out impossible. You are not going undefeated when you lose your first game. What else do we know? Well, we do know the bad news we got out of Kansas City and Eric Berry completely ruptured his Achilles. He is done for the year before the year. Can't even really get going, and that is just absolutely too bad. Absolutely too bad. Here's a guy that's come back from cancer, beat everything, and is someone that you truly get behind and you truly, truly like. And something like the Achilles, it's not just hit, it was this, it was that. It's always just that wrong misstep. And whenever you get a non-contact injury, you kind of wonder how long will it be before the non-contact injury really manifests itself and it happens. But it just couldn't happen to someone that did not deserve it any more, or any less rather than Eric Berry. But the one thing you know about Eric Berry is he's a fighter. He's obviously out for this year, but you know he's going to come back, and you know he's going to come back better than ever. And if there's one downside to Kansas City winning last night, that is the downside, losing a player and a person the caliber of Eric Berry. But Kansas City put a whooping on him. I mean, they put a whooping on them. There's no getting around it. In the seven, and the Kansas City defense is holding them in the game, and Alex Smith is dinking and dunking his way down the field. And no way, player. No way, my friend. That's not how that game went down. I said the other day, excuse me, and I stand corrected. I said Alex Smith wouldn't lose games for you. But what would he do to win a game for you? Well, Alex Smith told me to shut the hell up. Because they scored 21, let me say that again, 21 fourth quarter points. When was the last time you seen 21 When was the last time you saw that happen? Exactly, because it doesn't happen. But in Alex Smith's world last night, oh, it happened. 21 fourth quarter points to bring KC back and what can you say about the rookie out of Toledo, Kareem Hunt? I'm just going to read the stats for you real quick. 17 carries, 148 yards, one touchdown. Folks, I say 27 yards per carry. I'm asking this question because I'm hopeful someone will say it. If you want to call in, you can. Line is 917-889-7828. When was the last time you saw someone rush for 8.7 yards per carry against the New England Patriots? At home. So you see that and you say, wow, rookie had a good game. Kareem Hunt had a good game. Rushed 148 yards and only 17 carries. Malik Willis was, whoa, not so fast. He also caught the balls. And he guys, I was tripping last night watching this game. Alex Smith threw a 75-yard bomb to Tyreek Hill. He threw a 78-yard bomb to Kareem Hunt. He had a completion of 25 yards to Conley. And usually his dink and dunk guy, Kelsey, his longest was only 14. 5 yards. So these the new and improved Kansas City Chiefs? Did Alex Smith look up and say, what the hell, not again. I'm not going to have another quarterback come in and take my spot because he's ready to drive the ball, and I'm not. I am not reliving San Francisco again. Is that what Alex Smith was thinking? I'm not having San Francisco all over again. I'm not having Patrick Mahomes come in here and throw the ball and chuck that bad boy all around the field, all downfield, and I'm throwing 3-yard outs. Was that the fire in his belly, or rather the fire on his butt? I don't know. You can call it what you will. But he looked absolutely amazing. amazing last night. Incredible performance. And you know the other thing, Pacers don't give up their core leads. That just flat out does not happen. But they did. They got tuned up for 21 fourth quarter points. Does this mean that Tom Brady's 40 is now officially showing? Does it mean that in the last 7 months he's aged to the point where he can't be effective anymore? Does this mean, since they wouldn't even let him do a quarterback sneak, which he does on the regular, that he's done? Are we over-exaggerating to that point? Yes, because that's what we do. That's what we do. We always over-exaggerate. Tom Brady went 16-36. 267 yards, zero TDs, not even throw a pick. Would you believe Tom Brady had a QBR of 35.1? Tom Brady. And you put that up against Alex Smith, who had a QBR of 90.4. And I know I seem like a geek rattling off these stats. I know I do. But it's just amazing because you're not going to see that again this season. Come on, let's not kid ourselves. But New England has some bad breaks too now. Let's not be unfair to them. Their linebacker Hightower went down, being reported as a sprained knee. The hopeful he's back in 10 days. Wasn't a tear, though, so that's the good news. Danny Amendola went down as well. I don't mean to sound rude, but I've yet to see Danny Amendola play a whole season, let alone a half season, let alone a full game. But I've never seen Tom Brady go 16-36 with low yards, no TDs. I don't know when you could name the last time that happened. They got all their touchdowns from their running back, Gillislee, whose name I'm probably mispronouncing. But all in all, that was just a tough showing for the Patriots. When you really stop and think about it, they had a hard time. But listen, calling in on the Kerry Lackey long line, my main man, my brother in crime, the one and only calling you. You know he's with the Arizona Cardinals now. Ed Cole, what's up, brother? How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm sitting here looking at the University of Phoenix Stadium, no field yet, so that won't be up until for a couple more weeks. But, man, we are ready and excited for Sunday's game in Detroit, man. I cannot wait to get this season started. Like you said, I'm sitting here watching the what happened in Boston and Foxborough last night. That was an amazing game. The Chiefs went in there and knocked off the world champs. That was crazy.
21 fourth quarter points. I've said that like five times. I think it's because I'm amazed. I've never seen Tom Brady have a QBR of 35.1 and the opposite quarterback have a 90.4 in that stadium in Foxborough. That's just amazing.
Yeah, they very rarely ever lose to AFC opponents in that stadium. I think they were 51-0 going back to under Tom Brady. I believe that's what it was before their loss last night. But they do not lose at Gillette Stadium that often. But the Kansas City Chiefs did exactly what they needed to do. They rolled up offense and they scored 42 points in a place that a team hardly ever gives up that many points in Gillette Stadium. They don't do that, the Patriots, because they were one of the best defenses in the league last season, but they got shredded last night.
You know what it reminds me of? Do you remember Purple Rain? When Morris got Vanity 6, they performed at the club, and my man came up to press when he was at the other club listening to Vanity 6, and he goes, Morris is squeezing you, baby. You better have a good show tomorrow night. That's probably what Andy Reid did to Alex Smith about throwing the ball downfield. Hey, Mahomes is pressuring you, baby. You better have a good game tomorrow night. And he delivered. Alex Smith hit him with Purple Rain. He hit him.
Yeah, I mean, look at the talent he's got around him. He's got so much talent. The young rookie had a great showing last night. Of course, he fumbled on his very first carry, but he came back and he got his composure back together, and that young man put on a show, and so did Tyreek Hill with the 75-yard touchdown pass and catch. So that was just a great win for Kansas City last night, and that puts them clearly in the driver's seat. I know it's only week one, but they look like they might be the team to beat in the AFC.
You know, it did wonders for their confidence going forward now, because if you start your season out not beating New England, but going there, putting up 21 fourth quarter points in their building, and mm-hmm. knowing that they had no answer for your offensive speed, your confidence has to be soaring when you look up and you know in your division the Raiders are struggling on defense, or it looks like they're going to continue to struggle on defense. And we know Denver has a good defense, but if you did that to New England with their defense, you have to be feeling really good about yourself.
Oh, sure. I mean, it was a crusher for them to lose Eric Berry for the season with a torn ACL. That's a major loss for them to lose a Pro Bowl secondary mate like that. But that's a major loss for them. But, you know, Kansas City's strong. They'll bounce back. It's the next man up there. They'll get a guy in there that's ready to go. And you know, they'll be fine. The Chiefs are strong. They're going to be in it until the very end, Paul.
Yep. This is the one only Ed Cole inside the Cave Show with us today. Well, listen, let's talk some Cardinals. Big game, start the season in Detroit against a $100-some-odd million man, $92 million guaranteed. You know that he's going to be chucking that ball all over the field against Arizona this weekend.
Oh, of course. You know, Matthew Stafford is going to go out there and he is going to sling that ball as much as possible and try to create as much havoc on his Cardinals defense as he can. But, you know, defensive coordinator James Betcher is going to dial up blitz after blitz after blitz. That's the only way. That's the way you knock out the Lions. You've got to pressure Matthew Stafford. You've got to make him uncomfortable. You cannot let him sit back there for 5, 10, 15 seconds. You can't give him all day to throw to his targets, because he's got so many deadly receivers and running backs, he can slice you up all day if you don't get pressure on him. So look for a steady dose of Chandler Jones in the backfield, Marcus Golden in the backfield. Let's see what Josh Morrow, Corey Peters, and Frosty Rucker can do up front. Can they put enough pressure on Matthew Stafford to make him throw, to make him make mistakes, throw errant passes, hopefully some interceptions, hopefully some strip fumbles, turnovers that can get the ball back to the Cardinals offense and let Carson Palmer do and his crew do as much damage as possible?
Well, you know the Cardinals defense is going to be tough, especially with number 32 back, looking fully healthy. And just and talk about how whatever the ball is, number 32 finds the ball.
Oh, yeah. Tyrann Mathieu, he has got a knack of getting to the ball. You know, just like Patrick Peterson, just like his brother from LSU, he can get to the ball. When Tyrann Mathieu is healthy, he's one of the best he's one of the best safeties in the league, if not the best, at his position at what he does. So he stays healthy all season long. We know what he's capable of. Let's just hope he stays healthy for a full 16 games plus, and let's see what he can do in that defensive secondary for the Arizona Cardinals. We just want him to blow up this year and have some major damage against the opposing offenses.
Ed, how concerned should Cardinal fans be? We know what Larry Fitzgerald is going to bring. We know what Carson Palmer could do. We know what David Johnson is going to do. How should we be as fans concerned about that other wide receiver position if they're back healthy, if they're back ready to go this year?
I don't think there should be any concern at all. I think Jerron Brown he's poised to have a great year. John Brown, hopefully he stays healthy for a full season. We know how dangerous and deadly he can be. J.J. Nelson, we know how deadly and dangerous he can be, you know, with the year of seasoning under his belt. So I'm intrigued by and I'm encouraged by the other side of the wide receiving core for the Arizona Cardinals. Yes, we know, you know, Larry Fitzgerald is going to do what he does. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer, no doubt about that. But his core, guys that are next to him on the other side of him, they're going to be just as good. They're going to bring it just as strong as he will. We know Harold Goodwin, the offensive coordinator, is going to dial up some great plays. He's going to get his guys in position to make plays. It's just a matter of Carson Palmer getting the ball to them, which we know he will.
How's that offensive line? Should there be any fan concern about that?
No, you know, we'll see what happens come Sunday in Detroit. Let's see what happens with DJ Humphreys. He's moving back to his left tackle position, the position he played at the University of Florida. So that's the position he's most comfortable with. He's next to Mike Iupati, Mike Iupati's seasoned veteran. So he'll guide him along the way. He'll you know, whatever steps, whatever mistakes and whatever little misguidings, misfallings he may have, Mike Iupati will fix that. You know, of course, they've got A.Q. Shipley in the middle, Evan Bame at right guard, and Jared Valdir at right tackle. I think this offensive line is going to be much better than it was last year. That we know that was one of their issues last season, their offensive line troubles. But I think this year their offensive line is going to be stronger, which will make Carson Palmer in turn stronger, and he'll be able to get the ball to David Johnson and all of his other weapons.
I heard Humphrey say earlier this summer that he is the best lineman in football, and I think part of – I love to hear him say that, to be honest with you, because – I think that confidence level in him has now grown. Like you said, he's back to his natural position, so that has to make him feel better. And he's ridiculously talented. And like you said, being next to Mike Iupati, Ed, that's one guy if I'm in a street fight with, I'm picking him to go in that street fight with.
Absolutely. I remember covering him 2 years ago. He's one of the quietest guys in the locker room, but I'm telling you, he is a major terror when he's out on the field. That's a guy that you want lined up against you. And you want, if you're Carson Palmer, you want a guy like Mike Iupati guarding you on that left side. You know, it's just to have a maniac like that at your left guard position, that's exactly what you want if you're Carson Palmer.
Yeah. Yep. Last question. This is Ed Cole of the Arizona Cardinals with us on the Cave Show. And how important is it for Jason Bethel to get off to a good start? We know that with Peterson on the other side, Stafford probably is going to pick on that young man before he picks on anybody else to see what he has. How important is it for him to get some knockdowns, maybe get an interception, get some deflections and show that, hey, I'm worthy of playing next to a future Hall of Famer?
Yeah, I think it's very important. I know Justin Bethel believes in himself. Everybody on this Cardinals organization believes in Justin Bethel. That's why he's the starting right cornerback for this team. And I know he's going to go out and he's going to perform. We know he's an excellent special teams guy, one of the best special teams guys in the National Football League. Now he has to translate that over to being a starting cornerback in the National Football League opposite Patrick Peterson, who we know – I still think Matthew Stafford is going to target Patrick Peterson. I don't think he's going to go completely away from that side of the field because that's what Matthew Stafford does. He goes out there and sometimes he takes gambles. Sometimes they pay off. Sometimes they don't pay off. But I don't think he's going to go completely away from number 21. But, yeah, number 28 is going to get a steady dose of work on Sunday. But he needs to go out, stay within himself, play the football that Justin Bethel knows he knows how to play, and we'll see where the chips fall after that.
And I owe him an apology because I did just call him Jason, Justin. So I apologize to you. I'm looking for a big time to this game. I think it's going to set the right tone for the team. And I honestly think it's a very winnable game. What the Cardinals do so well defensively, I think can offset what Detroit does well offensively. When you have that type of lockdown corner, you got that type of ball hawking safety. And you got a front seven that with Carlos Dansby coming back, who's nothing but a professional, you know he's definitely going to do his job and make things tough underneath if Matthew Stafford decides to go that route.
Of course. It's all about pressure, and we know defensive coordinator James Betcher is going to bring the house. He is not going to let Matthew Stafford sit back there comfortable and do what he wants to do in his own house. They're going to make him as uncomfortable as possible and hopefully put Matthew Stafford on the deck as often as possible. And hopefully he throws interceptions and he does things that he's not usually used to doing. And that's the key to getting to Matthew Stafford and taking him off his game. That's the key to affecting any quarterback. We saw it with Tom Brady last night. He didn't have the numbers or the night that people are typically used to seeing from Tom Brady. You've got to take him out of his comfort zone. You've got to make him do things that he's not normally accustomed to doing.
I'm glad you are back. I'm glad you're back in this city. Had to take a detour east and then come back, but we're glad that you're back. And we're going to be bugging you nonstop and catching up with you nonstop because we, as you said last time we spoke, we got a year to catch up on all your expert insight.
I appreciate that, brother. It's always an honor to be on your show, man. You know, you can call me anytime.
Hey, you remember what they said? They call me anytime. Does anytime mean anytime?
Well, with you, anytime does mean anytime.
All right, my brother. Look, I know you got to get jetting, so I appreciate you spending some time with us and calling in live. And we may end doing special times on Friday so we can get our Cardinal insider, the one only, Ed Cole, my brother. So I appreciate you joining us for a little while this day.
Yes, sir. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
All right, now have a good day, bro.
You too, brother. Later.
Later. That was the one, the only Ed Cole joining us talking Cardinals. Listen, folks, that is one truly a good man. Been my brother for a while and will continue to be. So thankfully he was able to have some time to hop on, talk Cardinals football with us. We've had a big week with that. We had Kiara Luck on yesterday talking Carolina Panthers. Next week, we're going to have a big guest list set up. I'm not going to spoil anything, and I'm not going to give you too many more previews until Monday when we announce all the folks that are coming on the show for the week. I am so ready for these other games on Sunday. I was looking up here. The Falcons are coming to Chicago. We all know I'm a Bears fan. I'm trying to decide how many points my Bears are going to lose by this coming Sunday. As we all know, the Bears' wins are like playing a game of spades. You always go bored and hope you can steal a book somewhere else and hope your partner has a great hand. Or maybe one of these cats that don't really know how to play will let a tennis spade slide and you'll get that extra book. One thing we're going to do every Friday, we're going to talk about the game you least likely would love to watch. There's a couple on right now, and you know how it goes in the NFL. There's probably a game that you say, I do not want to watch, and it ends up being the best game of the week. But it's going to be a lot for me to say any game other than Jets at Bills, that will be the worst game of the week. The Jets are rolling out me as their starting quarterback. The Bills have no receivers. You got to go with the Bills just because the game happens to be in Buffalo. But if there's a game least likely to watch, I'm going to say that's it. Game most likely to watch, I don't care who you are, you're going to sit down, not just because it's a Sunday night game, but the Giants and the Cowboys, they're going to go at it. It might be the last time that you see Zeke over the next 7 weeks. So that's a game you definitely need to get into. Obviously, you're going to watch your favorite home team play. Obviously, we're going to sit here and we're going to watch the Cardinals. We're going to watch the Bears. I'm interested in seeing what the Chargers have in store. I'm interested in seeing how the Seahawks-Packers game, which would be a must-see game if it wasn't for the Giants and the Cowboys. So if you had to watch one game only this week, I say watch the Giants and the Cowboys again. It might be the last time you see Zeke for 7 whole weeks. Show seems to go so fast. Thankful for my main man, my brother in crime, Ed Cole, for joining us on the Kerry Lackey Law Line. It's the weekend, folks. It's the weekend, folks. Time to hop into Boogie Wonderland. Enjoy your weekend. Make sure you follow us on at the Sports Cave on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook fan page. Go to sportscave.com. Check out the website, read the articles, a lot of good stuff happening. Make sure you stay up to date with thesportscave.com. And never forget, Cave is always with the K. You can get me directly at PLR on Sports on Twitter. I tweet about everything, not just sports. So be ready, buckle your seatbelt, enjoy that ride with me. Hopefully everyone has a good football weekend. Don't forget the college games on Saturday. Pretty soon we'll go back to the Pick'em Pro Games with our fans. We'll have gifts to give away and all that type of good stuff. So until next week, until Monday, everyone enjoy your Friday. Get your groove on. Enjoy this football. And most importantly, be safe. Everyone take care. Talk to you next week. This is KLR. This is The Game Show.